Welcome to the audio selections from the November 2006 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the third issue of Volume 88. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We are providing PDK members and Kappan subscribers with these recorded articles, which can be downloaded in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. This month's audio Kappan features four selections, two of which are drawn from the special section on Montana's implementation of a law called Indian Education for All. First, Wendy Zagre Warren, one of the guest editors of this special section, tells how she learned of Indian Education for All and how she became a strong supporter of its goals in One Teacher's Story, Creating a New Future or Living Up to Our Own History. That article is recorded by Irene Bouchard. Next, Walter Fleming, a member of the Kickapoo tribe, an associate professor at Montana State University, and the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Native American History, dispels seven common myths about American Indians in Myths and Stereotypes About Native Americans. Then, in the second part of his two-part series, Stanley Pogro outlines his design for a school for high-poverty students that will help them catch up with their more affluent peers in Restructuring High-Poverty Elementary Schools for Success. Finally, technology columnist Royal Van Horn offers a privacy update in which he informs readers of just how much personal information is collected in places you'd never think to look. The print version of the November Kappan also features Pay to Play, Fair or Foul by Diane Hoff and Sidney Mitchell, which looks at the practice of charging students fees to participate in extracurricular activities. While it might look like easy money, the authors raise a caution flag for districts that are considering such policies.